Right at it. Right at it!
Home!
He's done it again! Just as he did at the John Deere for his first win.
Welcome to episode 121 of the Go Get That podcast. Happy to be joined by Elise again, as we are here to recap what was another disappointing week for Jordan. Well, disappointing 2 days for Jordan Spieth at TPC Craig Ranch. And also get into another signature event as we head to Quail Hollow. PGA Championship next week, another opportunity at the career Grand Slam. But first, we are making a little stop in Charlotte.
How good an opportunity would you say, Jordan?
It's an opportunity. It's not a good one, but it's an opportunity. Okay. But it's an opportunity this week to start playing some good golf, which may or may not happen.
Well, I'll start off by saying this. Jordan, Dan, and I joke a lot about how the success of this podcast weighs a lot on how Jordan Spieth is playing. However, recently, I've been getting a lot of messages about wanting episodes.
That's
so
kind.
That might not be a good thing. That might mean we're so far in the other direction that people need answers. I'm not going to sit here and make excuses. You can't miss the cut at the CJ Cup at Byron Nelson. I don't care how it happens. Can't happen ever.
Especially
it's, what'd you say?
I just said it's a tough golf course.
Yeah, well, he got ranched.
He did get ranched.
That happens
not
to
as,
people.
Not as bad as Montgomery, ranched. But I mean, like, you can't really make bogeys around that golf course. you gotta make a lot of birdies and not make any bogeys. He made a lot of bad bogeys. I mean, par five scoring we'll get into. But what are we, 4 out of 5 now? Is that 4 out of the last 5 that he's missed the cut?
Mm-hmm.
That's I don't think it ever got that bad missed cut wise, even in the lowest of lows. Now I don't
four to six.
Okay. I don't rate lay based on missed cuts. Okay. Let's be very clear. I do think that it's still debatable whether this is the low, but listen, this is the chunk of the season. I don't know if you guys have anything to speak on it, but I'm not going to speculate about the rest. Nobody knows what's going on. And clearly, I mean, I don't think he's stupid enough to play if it was that bad. So clearly it's not enough to keep him out of tournament. So,
or if it would get worse, right?
Yeah, I just don't think there's many excuses to be had. But I want to speak on the press conference and his Scotty quote. Like, he talked a lot about this entire year about how his scores were getting there to his play. And then he talked about how he felt, how he acknowledged some of his games were in the dumps, but he also said that he felt like some of his games were at its ceiling. And I'm trying to figure out what that is. Like, I'd assume it's the driver, but like the driver has still been crucially poor in important moments. So I don't know. I don't know if I love that he's saying that his game, any part of his game, is at a peak right now as he's missing 4 to 6 cuts.
Was that the actual quote, or was he saying when something is at its peak, he can compete?
He said it was something along the lines of, some parts of my game are there, some parts of my game are not.
Yep.
All righty. Well, that's not true. So,
yeah, that's just not something you want to hear when you're looking at the results.
Brooks Koepka
said this before the podcast. What'd you say?
Brooks Koepka would never say something like that.
No. Brooks Koepka wouldn't say something like that if he was at his peak.
Yep.
I always think that there was. And listen, we've spoken enough about the mentality of Jordan. Jordan Spieth is. Won 3 majors, and as much as we love to harp on him, like, we're just guys talking about a guy who's way better at golf than we are. But, like, listen, man, like, this is a rough stretch. Like, I'd like to see a little more. He's clearly frustrated. No one's I've had enough of the people telling me like he doesn't care. I don't think that's it, but I think his mind's like thinking about the wrong things. And that's my take on it. We can get into Wells Fargo in a bit, but yeah, CJ Cup, bad man, really bad. Never thought I'd see the day he missed this many cuts and then missed the cut in that fashion. At a course that he's played well at before and grew up in the state, so yeah.
I mean, if you wanna, you know, glass half full. These are some seriously, I can't even say it without laughing. I was going to say these are some seriously competitive missed cuts, but when it goes down to the final few holes, right? You think he's got a chance to maybe throw on the Saturday outfit for the first time in a while, and it's like, oh, actually, you're changing Sammy's diapers tomorrow because that's kind of where your game is, too. You probably find it in those things. But, golly, it's so bad. And there's, like, days of – like Friday at Ranch, which is a demanding golf course off the tee. He was fantastic off the tee. And then, of course, loses about 2 strokes on approach. It's one of the weakest hybrids I think I've ever seen in my life. And I watch myself play all the time. Just so far right on the middle of a, you know, fairway on par 5. The wedge play was terrible. It's like he's stuck so far behind on a lot of his wedges that it's just this fat block. To me, that just says stuck between some cuts. Or there's one swing feel that works well for the driver and he can't seem to translate kind of the tweaks that are necessary to swing the different clubs that are in one's bag. And that doesn't help when you can't make a putt either. So that kind of sums up Ranch, but I think bigger picture, there's a lot of I'm not even sure what he's like working on, you know, and I'm freezing here, so hopefully this is getting through, but I feel like in 21 or anytime he's had a swing, a pre-shot routine, it's like, okay, there's a reason for this. There's some sort of like, here's what he's trying to do, and you can see him working on it. We don't see that now, and he's like fidgeting over the ball. You have no idea if it's going to be a good shot or bad shot. I think there's so many thoughts in there. I mean, the short game was finally like field average, which, ooh, congrats. Go Jay Spieth. You chipped like a PGA Tour player for a week. It's just a mess, but it'll make, you know, next week's triumph even more special.
Thanks for that addition, Dan. I mean, I'd say I was talking to Bob before we started recording here, and he shared some thoughts that he didn't want to share on the pod.
I'll share them.
I mean, I'll go there too. He sucks. He's terrible. And again, like, we don't know how much of it has to do with the wrists, but I'm not afraid. He's terrible right now. Like, it is nauseating watching him play golf. I mean, the only thing he's doing right now that I'm like half confident, he's driving it pretty decently. I mean, he has lost strokes off the tee once this calendar year. Once. He's played, 11 events? That's really good. He's driven it really nicely this year. But besides that, I mean, it's a mixed bag with everything. The irons and the wedges suck for the most part. The short game has not been up to par. And the putter, I'm somewhat pleased with, but it's far from something I'm confident in. I mean, he's rebounded nicely from last year so far with that, but it's far from, I guess, winning caliber.
I mean, yeah, I think the putter, like, the strokes look confident. Like, it looks like he's found something on the greens. I don't think he's making enough putts, but like the stroke looks fine. Like, I'm like, that's a stroke where any given week he could heat up and make enough putts to win. Problem is, like, you can't. Jordan Spieth could stand over every putt he made next week, and I don't think he'd win the golf tournament. Like, it's just like, he's not hitting the ball well enough for the putter to even matter, and I don't think we've ever seen that in his career. I said this before, and like this week could be an eye-opening disaster, because this week this golf course will expose you. I mean, he's going to need to steal some with the putter, because he putts well here. He putted well here at the President's Cup. This golf course will expose him if he's hitting irons. Like, you can't miss these greens and expect to be able to get up and down 50% of the time. Like, the rough is super tall and it's super demanding. The green complexes are extremely complicated. There's no doubt that people like Wyndham Clark and Max Homa and Rory McIlroy win here. It's because it's a ball strikers golf course. You don't win this golf. I mean, there is no doubt in my mind that Scottie Scheffler was winning this week if he played. So, this week could be a time where he shoots 7, 8, 9 over, and it misses the cut for the first time I've seen on a PGA Tour event, non-major, in a long time, if he doesn't shape up. So, I hate that we have 4 weeks in a row, because I don't think, no matter what he finds on the range, a big enough fix is going to be able to be found before the PGA, which stinks. Even before Colonial, which stinks, because Colonial is a chance, is a place where he can win with his B game, right? And I feel like his B game is kind of a ceiling right now. I don't think he's really getting there. So yeah, this week is going to be hang on for dear life if he swings the club like he has been recently.
There's no cut this week, so it'll be 4 days.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that, but which could be even worse, possibly. Yeah.
I think it's got to be a good thing though. He needs reps. Good reps. I don't even know if he knows what a good rep is anymore, though, to be fair. It's sad.
Yeah, I mean, the PGA is coming up, right? And like, you hate to throw away these opportunities, right? Because again, I don't think Valhalla is one of his best chances to win. But, like, you know, he's in 10 years, he's going to be well into his 40s, right? Like, I mean, it sucks to be able to go into a PGA where you only have 10, 12 real shots left at this thing. And you really got kind of counting yourself out before the week even starts, just based on the way you're coming in. And that stinks to see, right? Because, you know, the Grand Slam is the final boss, right? Like, he legitimately doesn't really need to do anything the rest of his career. If he wins a Grand Slam, he's top 10 player all time. So that's the boss. And he doesn't have as many chances left of it at it as you think. So it's, yeah, I don't love that this is where we're at, but it is. And right now I'm kind of just hanging in there and hoping that he finds something soon.
You have no words. Just,
yes. That would be a way to put it. Yeah.
It's crazy to think, like, if he did win the Grand, he'd be a top 10 player of all time, considering what we're seeing right now. But
even though he's not actually, yeah, I'd agree.
And let's be honest, he's not.
Resume-wise.
Does he have a chance next week? No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I don't count out
Jordan Spieth.
I disagree. I said he does have a chance next week if he shows something this week.
What's he have to show? What's the goal this week? I was thinking about this. I'd say top 25.
Like a professional hitting golf shots.
Top 25 is still pretty mediocre, Jordan, in this field, because it's only six. Like,
I mean, you look at the Valero, right? Like, that. Here's where my positivity comes in. Because, as you know, I'm a very positive person, one of the most positive people around. You'll find no one more positive than me. He peaks for the majors. Like, we know this, that he likes to peak for the majors. He is a major-minded player.
I mean, he's 0-2 on him this year.
Yes, but you look at how he played the Valero. Let me be delusional. You look at what he did at Valero. I felt like that ball striking at Valero was good enough to win the Masters if he kept it together. Now, he kind of shit himself around the greens at the Masters, so that kind of took him out of contention pretty fast. But I also think, like, you know, maybe he's working extra hard back home in Texas right now.
Yeah.
Well, I'd hope he's at the Wells Fargo by now, but yeah.
He's there.
You get my point.
He's got to be. Speaking of where things are, where the heck are these tee times?
Huh? That's a great question.
It's 4 Eastern on a Tuesday, week of, and they're still
very, very, very happy to be back on Eastern time in terms of golf. Not so much for other sports. I will say that Western time zone for, like, night sports, it changed my life.
Oh, completely. Yeah. It's way better. Having
so much better. It's a million times better. But golf-wise, I'm happy to not have to wake up at 4:30 for a 76. I think it would be a lot easier to wake up if he was shooting 6 under and approaching the first round lead. But
that's what makes the Open typically fun, because you wake up and he usually plays pretty well, but hasn't been. I mean, I guess the first
wake up calls are fun.
Yeah, the first couple of rounds at Liverpool weren't terrible, I guess. Herman just ran away with it. But nevertheless, about this week.
But I was also thinking about how, like, we talk about Jordan Spieth, like, slumping at the right time, right? Like, Scotty's unbeatable half the weeks, which he is, but it's kind of sad because, like, you know, like, theoretically, 5-7 years ago, like, you would have thought that Spieth could beat anyone with his A game, right? And I don't believe that's true. And that's not against Spieth. That's a testament to Scott, for sure.
Spieth hasn't had his A game since, what, the 2021 Open? Like,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
Maybe. What would you count? 23 Heritage was A-.
23 Heritage is really good. Yeah. That's a good
one.
A minus, B plus. Way back. I give 22 Heritage like a B. Like, he just putted his ass off. Like, he didn't really hit the ball well.
23
Heritage, he hit the ball well.
He was playing a lot better, even with Scotty, like, playing so dominantly. Because if Spieth was playing, like, also really well, like, could it be a fun rivalry? But Scotty has, like, no kind of peer right now, and coupled with, in my opinion, his like everything is basically straight at the pin, like, play, and never goes off target or anything, which, like, normally that would be fun to watch, but for me it just, like, is predictable, I guess, because every shot is predictable, which doesn't make it fun for me to watch. It'd be fun to have a foil for him, but there isn't one.
Maybe we get a little Brooks Scotty showdown next week. But then, we can't get that every week, kind of, as you were saying, because Brooks is on live, obviously. Yep. So,
and Brooks doesn't care about regular tour events, which
it is a signature.
Scotty obviously does. He's never cared about
regular tour. I was going to say, it is a signature event. So Wyndham Clark will likely show up this week.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, I've already typed him into the triple double.
Come on.
Yes.
You guys are both going Wyndham. All right.
Yeah. Well, I haven't used him yet. And
I've used him once. I'm going top heavy. I'll just spoil it. Honestly, screw it. I'm going Homa, Clark, and McIlroy this week.
Dude.
Top heavy.
Stop taking my plays, bro.
Dang, I'm gonna
have the lead. That's my luxury. I can just cruise. Though I don't have the lead by that much anymore.
You haven't used Homa yet, have you, Bob? No, I don't think
so. No, or McIlroy.
Interesting. I guess we'll get into our go get that fix then.
But Wyndham's gone now, yeah.
Anyone using Spieth?
No.
Redacted.
I'll bet him for next week.
I've told everyone on Twitter to stay away from betting him, but I've seen him on cards still this week, which is crazy. I saw him on cards last week, which I also thought was crazy, and I saw him on cards the week before that.
Maybe he's just gonna win.
Mm-hmm.
These people watch the golf.
Ben Colley, I normally really like him. He had Spieth last week and for the Masters, and he's Ricky Fowler this week. I don't know what he's doing this year, to be honest. Oh. But
low key, Fowler could be a play.
You could give me an argument for the Byron, just because the field is so weak.
You know, someone DM'd me and said that this current Spieth is similar to Fowler's we've seen in recent years, which killed my soul.
It is.
He's getting there. He's getting there.
It is kind of the same story every week. Like, it's like he plays well and then shits the bed and then misses the cut. And it's on repeat.
It's Spieth versus cut right now.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Luckily, not this week, but.
Yep.
We need some.
Maybe that will help him. He will not have to worry about making the cut.
Oh, it's going to be tough next week when Spieth's battling with PGA professionals. And Spieth's getting beat by Michael Block again.
Here's a question.
Rich Beam in the field, by the way, next week.
Here's a question I was also posed. Does Jordan Spieth, what do we think the winning score will be next week?
What was 8-12.
What was it?
Okay.
What did Rory win it at?
A lot lower, but I mean, he blitzed the field, didn't he?
Yeah, didn't he beat everybody by a lot?
I don't think so.
Rory
no, he won by
it,
one. He won by one.
16.
That wasn't congressional. Congressional was one.
Yeah, he won by one. He beat. He had to two putt,
but that was
in the dark.
That was in August, though.
Yeah, it'll play harder.
I'm gonna say 8-12. 8-12, I think.
All right, here's the question that was posed to me: if Jordan Spieth starts 10-under, does he win?
No.
Oh God.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
What's his no? Because if he'll probably shoot like six over for the week. That's what he's been doing as of late. Like he's not shooting under par for four rounds at the PGA.
He probably if he has a 10 shot lead in the PGA.
When does he lose it by?
Scott catches him in 18-24 holes.
18-24.
No, I think he loses the lead by
5. This is a phenomenal question. This is a
Friday at like 2:25 p.m.
This is devastating.
The lead is just gone, or it's no longer just his, because he'll be 3 over, and somebody will have gotten the 7.
That's a phenomenal question. Shout out to that follower.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a good question
too.
You
should post that on your Twitter.
I will. Yeah, I think that's a good one, because you know you look at it from like the standpoint of. Does he know that he has a 10-shot lead? Because that could, I think that would just mess with his head.
No, he'd be gone in three holes then.
He'd be firing
west,
at every pin.
Out of bounds, one hole.
The simpler way to pose the question is just, does he finish within 10 shots of the lead? And I think the answer to that is right now looking like no.
No.
Because, like, theoretically, Scott could win this by 5 at, like, 16 under.
Yep.
I mean, everybody's on Scott, and I think it'd be cool, but he hasn't played in a couple weeks. I know he's a robot, but he can't be that much of a robot.
No, I agree.
I think he'll be in contention, but I don't know if he'll win.
But there's also a standpoint of like Valhalla is a PGA Championship golf course, which requires you to simply just hit 72 holes worth of required golf shots.
He'd be perfect. And I'm not sure.
Like, he can have his B game and give himself a chance on Sunday and just has to get hot with the putter one day with his B game and he wins.
Yep.
Agreed.
Like, he doesn't really
do
need to do anything
be...
special.
Like rust.
The more impressive part of Scott's game is not the shots he hits, it's the shots that he doesn't hit. Like, he never hits shots that takes him out of golf tournaments, ever.
He's so disciplined. I mean, that
plays, so disciplined.
Yeah, disciplined. But disciplined and perfect golf. Like,
yeah.
It's,
and he hits the shots that just no one else can hit. So it's a double whammy.
Yeah.
But I'm sick of talking about
Mr. Scheffler.
But Dorman just went up, which is crazy.
Did they?
Yeah, they're up 2-0 on aggregate.
Wait, what?
They'll have competitors, though, Scott Will at Valhalla. Like, I think I'd say I said this before the Masters. It was a major too early for Shoffley.
He'll lose.
I think Koepka's playing really, really well. And I think that's kind of the obvious answer, right? I think Wyndham Clark will be relevant again because it's still in his year window to win some majors. Rory's singing songs after winning a team event with Lowry. I think he'll be relevant. And then, of course, Jay Spieth will be there. So it'll be quite competitive down the stretch is what I'll say.
I'll say this. I hate to say this, Jordan. This hurts my soul.
To me? Or about
yes.
him? Oh, okay.
No, I next week scarily could have Rory in big picture, I think.
I don't think so.
I think he's been now, he could just fold under pressure, which he has been doing for a long time. But I think he's been having this marked on the calendar for a long time, trying to get his game ready. And to have Wells Fargo before the week before to prep, and of course he likes a lot and it's pretty similar to Valhalla. Like I think he could be on that first page. Will he win? Probably not, because he'll make some Rory mistake. But I don't think it's a miscut situation.
I like the Wyndham Clark play from Dan next week. I like that, Dan.
Wyndham Clark 40-1.
Yeah, that's a good ticket to have, I think.
Chills.
I also had Aubert 40-1. That was my pick before he got injured.
Yeah.
That concerns me now because I have way too much on Aubert now because I have a $40 free bet on him and $40 in real money. So that's a lot of money on Aubert.
That's rough. He was my number one play to use for our picks this week. And the fact that he's hurt next week, not to be like the negative person, it's just tough to envision him skipping this week due to injury and winning next week.
Yep, exactly. And knee injuries are like, I mean, you saw Brooks Koepka hobble around on a knee. Obviously, Tiger won the U.S. Open on a bad knee, but it's or like, yeah. It's just also concerning when a young player gets injured so early, because that means there's probably something in their swing that is too hard on their body, and like they could be like injury prone. I mean, Zalatoris still has back issues. It's
Zalatoris in the field this week.
Yes.
Sheesh, I didn't even look at him. Where is he? Wow.
He is like at like 40-1, I think, roughly somewhere around there.
No thanks. I should. Dang, he's 51st in the data golf rankings. It's tough.
Yeah.
I'll get into my picks because I know Bob gave his. Yeah. I guess update on the standings. Bob's still in first by like 1.3 million over Dan. Hit Norton. Yeah, hit Norton last week. That was the big, I guess, dollar.
That amount. Was that. By the way, I'd like to shout out myself for that sharp pick after diving into the research for hours and coming out with Alex Norton and not looking at anyone else's picks as to influence that. So I just like to.
You're an alpha. I mean, it's as simple as that.
I'd like to give myself a nod there.
I see Dan putting in his picks already, so I'm either going to make up some ground this week or I am going to fall way behind.
Nice.
I'm in last. Dan's 1.3 down. I am 4 million behind Bob, which is wonderful. But I still have a Scott Use left. So
you still have an SAT you need to sign up for.
I do have an SAT to sign up for. I might be having another freaking punishment if I freaking come in last.
Yeah, well, now that it's so late into the season, we might just have to choose it. We'll have the two that don't choose it because we won't make it too bad.
Yeah.
But
maybe I'll buy a High Flyers hat as a punishment. That seems like a fair punishment. But
that would be no, that would be unfair. That would be sick.
Oh, come on.
You should have to buy a Gooch shirt. That's what you should have to buy. You should have to buy
Smash GC?
You should, yeah, you should have to buy a Smash GC like jersey.
That's also chills though. Smash GC is chills because that's Koepka.
Oh yeah, it's true. Damn it.
Magistics. We'll Magistics, the last place team in the league.
We'll put together a custom shirt. We'll buy it for you and it'll just have Gucci's face.
I'll get a Cleeks hat. I'll go with the Cleeks or the Majestics.
Majestics.
Yeah, no, the Majestics are the last place team in
They're
the league.
Terrible.
They're not even close. They're terrible.
But I'll go with my picks. I talked to Elise a little bit, listened a little bit, didn't listen a lot. I'm dying to come back. But I'm going with Akshay. Was my first pick. Yeah. I know Elise likes that. I was going to go with Ludvig. It's funny. My two top plays this week, one was Ludvig. He's out. And the other was Finau. And I've already used him twice. So those two will not be being used. So I'm going Akshay. Top 20s in four of his last five. Like that. I'm going with Ben on for my second pick. Laugh at me all you want. Yeah, laugh at me all you want. Decent course fit. I mean, at least told me not to take him. He's not gonna win, but can he play good golf? Seems like a possibility. He's been playing decent golf, played good at the fifth major last week.
You need winners to catch up, Jordan. Just saying.
I know, but I also could use like a T8 that pays out like 800K or something.
That's
like
true.
That.
It is a you want to what you need? You need Max Homa or Wyndham Clark to have a bad week. That's what you need.
I'm not using either of them. And then my last play, no one's talked about this guy. I don't know why. Well, probably because I'm last in the standings, and I think he's going to play half decent this week. But I'm going to Adam Scott. What are your thoughts on that, Elise?
I mean, he might get to a T20, T30, but I don't see him like being close to winning. So I think that's a problem for someone, especially when you're down last. Like, you need people with, you need people who are actually going to win.
I know. I don't like, I mean, oh, we were talking in our chat.
I mean, why not use like someone like Xander who's going to guarantee you a top 10? If you're down.
I've already used him once. I'm saving him. I got to save him. Good question though. I don't know. I mean, there's a little bit of a
or go back to Norrin because I think his like he's Norrin has not finished outside the top like 20 in a long time. If you look at it. So his floor is obviously super high right now. His ceiling is slow, but his because he's not going to get you the win probably, but he will at least get you like money and placement. Like,
yeah, I probably should be listening.
Because I mean, I spoiler alert, you have Xander and Norrin for placement bets this week because Xander, like, you have to take him top 10. You can't really take him outright. He just doesn't have the win equity to be worth it at 10-1. Like, that's kind of ridiculous. And then Norrin, again, same thing. He doesn't have the win equity at 35-1 to pick him this week to win. I picked him last week, obviously, but that was because the field was so freaking weak. And I didn't really trust, like, Siwoo or Spieth, like, the top players to get it done. So he's a top 20 at plus 130, all ties in full that energy.
Dan has some explaining to do on one of those names.
I have explaining.
Oh, I read them? I mean, I had explaining as well, but just the one in the middle particularly.
Ah, yes.
I'm curious now what these are.
Don't hate. Hey. Sponsors. Think about the sponsors this week.
Yeah, it's not even about sponsors. It's just about straight up being good at golf. No, so I'm rolling Wyndham Clark out for the first time this season. Haven't done that yet. And then I was going to go with Max Homa. But I'm going to talk myself out of it, partly because Bob played him, but also because I forgot that I liked Batia as well this week. And I didn't write any of this down, but I had spent some time looking at him. It's a big boy golf course. You got to hit it far. His approach numbers have been great. So I like his chances this week. And then Richard Flower.
Oh my God.
Is getting some love from the Dan camp this week. Do I think he will win? Maybe.
But let me go. I have a lot to say about Mr. Richard Flower and that pick because
he played decent at Hilton.
He's like set dead, like second to last in the Rick Run good like power rankings this week. What is he on Data Golf? I haven't checked that, but I'm sure there.
I mean, in my little model that I put together, he was 46.
I trust Spieth to finish ahead of Fowler this week.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Ricky's played well here.
Yes, but that's when he was like a good golfer. He just isn't a good golfer anymore. He and Spieth suck.
Yeah.
Sorry, they suck.
Wow,
you're wrong.
True.
Elise is not mincing words.
No.
That's where you're wrong.
Okay.
Do you have any
stats to prove that he's doing decently this year?
Do I have numbers to prove that he is doing decently? Well, if my computer would load the Data Golf page.
What number do you want? He played good at Heritage.
Here?
Besides
I'm surprised
that,
no one took JT either because JT has a good record at Quail Hollow.
Thomas?
Yeah, but JT just isn't very good at his job.
He's
playing a lot better than putting. Like, it's just putting. No one took Fleetwood, which would have been like potentially. He's not going to win again. But also, he has a really good record here.
Someone
would get you money.
Sorry, JT from
me about how, if things continue, like the Spieth, Ricky, like that whole group, like could have like an E60 in 30 years. About like the downfall.
The downfall. Oh, I mean, the downfall of Spieth, maybe. Ricky was never that
good. Yeah. More just the entire aura around the. I mean, Smiley Coffin, everyone thought he was going to be a really good player.
That's fair. What was like an
I have
maybe the guys just need to like ditch their wives and go back on spring break.
Yeah, they could use that. Here's my
for the
thing on
vibes.
JT that I was close to picking JT, but he hasn't been very good from 200 to 225 this year.
Okay.
Which
yeah,
is a key
fair.
Distance here. That's like the only thing. He was fourth in the little model that I threw together.
No one took Degala either.
I think I've already. The problem is, I think, have we all used Degala once?
I thought about it this week, but
I've
the...
used him once. Bob's used him. Once.
I think I've
Dan's
used them
used
once
them.
As
Yeah,
well.
Everyone's used them once.
The problem with, so it's interesting because a lot of these guys are playing for the first time since Heritage. Those are like, if you look at the course fit tool on Data Golf, those courses are about as opposite as it gets. So trying to figure out good play based on all of that is interesting. To me, going back to Fowler really quickly, the approach numbers and the around the green numbers have been good to great, just a little short of, I wouldn't say great. I think great is, what would you say great is? Like one, gaining a shot around is great.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's three straight events that it's like at least good in both of those numbers. The off the tee has been the issue. And what I am concerned about a little bit is Quail Hollow makes you take out driver.
A little bit.
It's not been great recently, but he had an ace the other day. He's working with Butch Harmon. It's Wells Fargo week, and I'm feeling the Fowler this week. Big trust.
I have a question. Looking ahead to a couple weeks, do we think one of us uses Spieth at Colonial?
I mean,
I've
already used Spieth once, so I won't be.
I have not used him any times yet, and I'm somehow on last.
I don't know how much more I have. I have one thing I really wanted to ask.
Discuss.
Specifically Jordan and Elise, because Dan...
Poor Dan.
Dan's lost cause. But
how?
I want to know...
How? For
what?
Let me just listen to the question first.
Yes,
is it gambling
you'll understand.
Related?
You'll understand. What number is the lowest number you would bet Spieth at this week?
Oh, yeah.
He's got to be 80 or 90. I mean, Dan can answer that question, I feel.
Bet him at 12.
Oh. Add a zero to that. You're getting some value.
Wow. Yeah, I would say like...
Hey, it's only value if it wins.
He could be 80
exactly.
or 90. He's not winning this week. He's not winning next week.
Who, Spieth?
These are the facts.
Spieth and Fowler final pairing Sunday. I'm not sure what you're talking about. I'm telling you.
I'd give it a better chance.
I will,
I'd give it a,
I will
give it
pay
a better
for your
chance
tickets
of
to Pinehurst.
Mickelson and Woods.
I agree, yeah. I'd give a better chance to Phil and Tiger.
Hey, Mickelson will be a contention. Mark my words. Mark my words. But Elise, what about you? I was thinking like triple digits.
I would say 70.
He's not winning this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
there's no value on any number.
Triple digits, though, is like, I mean, that you have to bet. Like I said, I would probably pull the trigger out of the 70s. Like JT, I think a couple weeks ago was like getting close to the 70s, and I pulled.
Yeah,
the trigger
we got like 66 to 1, and it was too much to mess up. Yeah, I agree.
Give me a little boost on a Spieth top 20, and you might be able to talk me into it.
Yeah, that's the thing though, because like if he plays well, there's nothing that I'll like. I'm not going to go out and say that he can't play well, but the problem is if he finds something on the range, no matter what he finds. And how good he swings it, he is making too many mistakes to win. Like, he can play great golf and finish T8 this week, and I'd be surprised, but I wouldn't be like, oh, that was impossible. It's
he
just
will
making,
have to, yeah, he
to
will
get
have to
over
do
that
something
hump.
This week
yeah.
that we have not seen in order
yeah,
to play
I,
well.
I will say, though, like, the two top, or two of the top players are out. So, like, if there is a time to potentially like win having both like Scotty and Aubert out. It's like this week is like you can't really trust Xander to close the door. You can't really trust Patrick Cantlay to close the door. I mean, the field is a lot weaker now because the top like two of the top five players are out.
You're singing to the choir about Ricky Fowler right now. It's his time.
It's time for what?
Dan.
A T4.
I would love a Spieth T4 this week. Season would be back on.
Or this week, he win next week. Like, it's...
Yeah, he could.
I would love just, like, please, like, this year, all I want is another contention in a major. Like, a reason to, like, be excited on Sunday watching Agreed. A major. Like, I...
Better fast forward to Truman.
2021, ding, ding, ding. And it's been so depressing. Like...
Be careful not even, what you say, Dan.
Not even to be excited about a Sunday at a major, but to be excited about a week of golf. Like Jordan said it the other day, I don't think I've actually like genuinely looked forward to Spieth playing golf in 3 months since API. Like it's not
true, yeah.
It's not exciting. It looks so hard. He looks like he's trying so hard and he just keeps failing and it's sad. And then we have to sit there and watch it. And then we go on Spaces and we talk about it. And then
we yell and cry and scream.
We yell and cry and scream every night before we go to sleep.
Was Century Waste Management Phoenix Open and the first round of Genesis a fluke?
Yeah, I mean, I watched the Waste Management firsthand, and I don't think he played that well. He just kind of scored well.
Yeah.
I mean, he chipped in for eagle. Like, I will never forget. Like I legitimately like could not believe like I was standing about 6 feet away from him when he hit the tee shot on 16, and I was like, okay, wind's into me like pretty hard. Like I could feel it. I could feel the wind he was feeling. I was like, so help me God, if he spins this into the bunker. And that's exactly what he did, and he made a silly bogey. So it was tough. There's been not much to be excited about recently.
No, there's been nothing.
Are you guys excited if it's a 9 a.m. tee time Thursday morning to wake up and watch?
Is that what it is?
Is it?
No. No, I'm just saying if it
theoretically I'm hoping for late early. I kind of want to play golf Thursday.
I mean, I'm just not excited, period. Like, I really don't care about the tee times at this moment.
That's fair.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise... Nah, he'll be featured this week. But I was going to say, like, at what point... This is a big question here. At what point do we start like really saying like, yeah, we're on another 4 year thing here? Like this is
if he loses the driver, like
yeah.
Imagine if he stops hitting fairway.
You wanna know when we say that? When he finds his swing. If he starts putting balls OB off the tee, that's when we're there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We're not there yet.
No.
No, we're not. But it's been over 2 years now. Like, this is, to be fair, he's had given himself a much better chance to win 13 months ago than he did during that long four-year stretch. And the game is not as bad as it was during that four-year stretch. But I think he's just not that much of a winner anymore.
No, he's a loser. I mean,
it's been just like zapped out of him.
He hasn't won in 2 years.
Transferred to the Pendriths and the KH Lees and the other major champions of the world.
You know what Tiger has always said? If you don't win, you lose. He's lost a lot. You know, it's as simple as that. But no, we're not at the depths yet. I mean, he
at
got
the end of the day, Jordan Spieth's last 2 years is over.
Exactly. October 5th of 2020, he was 118th in the data golf rankings. So we're at 37th right now. So we have quite the ways to go. But I mean, if he
hey,
keeps
you want to know why it feels that low though, it's the way he's doing it.
You mean doing it at the CJ? I mean, he missed the cut at the safe.
Doing it with like the stuff that he's—that's
a major.
He historically, has been really like the best at, like right around the green, and iron play has usually been his like strengths. If he's had obviously hot putting years, but like the driver was never the strength, and it's weird now that it's like flipped completely.
Yeah, if you combined Fowler right now with Spieth right now, you would have a Scotty level competitor. And that's awesome to think about. You would just have the mentality of
you have the exact opposite.
A mental midget?
No, they're strokes gained wise. They would be very good. I tell you.
Mentally they would still not be.
But mentally they'd be like a raisin in a milk dud box.
An analogy. Oh, man.
Oh, Dan. Do we have anything else?
No. It'd be nice to play some good golf for once in 3 months.
I mean, yeah, we'll have a live pod next week.
We haven't even talked about it at all. Like, as of right now, is he on the President's Cup team?
No.
Hell no. Well, I mean, I don't know. I haven't looked at the standings because I don't know. Because, like, there's a lot of people who won't be just because they're on LIV. So, I don't know. Like, Brooks Koepka, like, I don't know.
Look really quick.
Yeah, I put something
Xander
in chat about
Cantlay, this. Wyndham Clark, Morikawa, Homa, Scotty.
There are 20 Americans on Data Golf that are higher than Spieth right now. 20.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. Like,
I would say Thomas is probably.
Probably JT, yep.
He's playing better than Spieth, unfortunately.
He is playing better than Spieth.
He's playing better than he was last year, so he's definitely on the team.
Yeah. Putting is just it's really just putting. Who else? Does Finau get on it?
Who? Finau?
Finau.
Well,
they better take him over Spieth.
Finau's hitting the ball nice. He's just not playing
again,
like
his putter is worse than Scotty's.
Yeah.
Than Scotty. You want
to talk about being close with the results not coming? That would be a Finau quote that I would believe. But coming out of the mouth of the Under Armour man, it's like
Chris Kim.
Chris Kim, yeah.
Chris Kim. Oh my
Chris
goodness.
Kim played good golf last week.
He did.
You want to know who did not play good golf? Sweet. Another man wearing Under Armour.
Yeah, I did shoot a 91 the other day last week. And I was wearing my Under Armour.
Are you getting paid by Under Armour? Not yet.
No, not yet. Not yet. There we go. Not yet. Soon. Very, very soon. I will
Someday,
say the PGA.
Dan, have you broken 80 yet?
I'm two for my last two.
Oh, chills.
Yeah. You went from 91 down to what?
I shot let's see. I played Sunday, shot a 79, played Monday, shot a 77.
Damn.
To be fair, Jordan, that happens. Like,
yeah,
maybe not.
No,
maybe
just
not 90 for, like, I mean, I'm a little bit better than Dan, but I have 10 shot swings a lot.
Yeah, no.
I played in a tournament this year where I went 71-92.
Oh my god!
Actually, it was 92-71, so the opposite of what Spieth would do, but still, like, yeah.
Yeah, but most importantly, are you in Masters form?
You know, we had a decent range session today. You know, the scores feel like they're coming. So
don't know where I've heard that before.
That's a good sign. The results are coming.
This is a big hypothetical. Maybe it's way too off topic. Do you think Spieth is good at mini golf?
Do you think Spieth twitches for 20 seconds over the ball in mini golf?
I think he's probably pretty good at mini golf. I'm just picturing that one putt of him, like, not even looking at the hole, and he's just like pouring.
It's meaningless, so probably he is.
Yeah,
I picture Spieth missing a putt in mini golf and like yelling at the wind.
Oh Lord.
Or the break.
Yeah.
I will say I'd hate to be married to Jordan Spieth because he talks all the time and I would never really get a word in. He, like, never shuts up about anything.
It's true.
It's true.
Wonder how Greller feels.
Wonder.
I don't know how Annie feels, but
this is another big question. But if this year continues down this path, could it be a parting of ways at the end of the year?
For who? Greller and Spieth?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that could come the week after the PGA. I think.
No offense, Spieth waited this long.
Yeah.
Well, Greller could fire Spieth. He could get
I don't think Greller is the problem, but
I don't either.
I think that there needs to be, like, he's doing the same thing every week. Like, that's not gonna. I'd rather at least see him change something. Greller deserves better. So
Greller does deserve better.
I cannot tell you how badly I want to see some goofy looking pre-shot swing this week.
It'd be nice. I you know, he was playing better when he had the pre-shot swing, so I don't really care at this point.
It's like I don't know what he's doing on approach shots, and maybe I'm not supposed to know. But at least back then I could tell, and I'd be like, "Oh, okay, that worked out or oh, it didn't.
There's but something in mind that
he's so horribly late with his wedge swing. You can just watch it and see it, and you're like, that's a disgusting golf swing.
Dan, question.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that Griller did not tell him to block a hybrid on 9 out of bounds into a penalty area?
Well, it's a good question, because I think there is a big oak to the right of 9 green that if you play it off the tree, it gives you a better angle up the hill eagle putt. But I think as soon as he hit it, he knew he missed that. So
it happens.
Was he right of the oak?
Yeah, he may have been right of the yoke.
He was right of the yoke.
He was right of the yoke. I remember in godly, like in the 2020 days, he would have these quotes about how like he would just get so unlucky with the OBT balls, because it would like he'd say like it hit a tree root and then a cart path and then it hit off the volunteer's foot and like just trickled out of bounds. And
he also just like, nailed someone at the freaking Craig Ranch.
Yeah, and then promptly hit a 60-foot putt to 18 feet or whatever it was.
My favorite one was at the RBC when he hit it, like, I mean, this thing started in the tree line, and it like and it went so far out of bounds. He was like, "Oh my God, Mike, it missed every tree." Like, bro. Like, what? He started right of the trees.
He missed the cut by 2 shots at Craig Ranch, right?
Again, yes, competitive missed cuts.
Okay, but if he made the cut, that would have been 2 events in 2
years.
That
was not a competitive made cut. Sorry, Tucker.
Yeah. It would have been 2 events in 2 years where he's nailed a spectator and made the cut solely because he nailed a spectator. Had he made the cut, Craig Ranch.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
It's not. Speaking of 2020, didn't
fair,
he hit a
to be fair, to be fair, Spieth is not necessarily the luckiest player right now, but luck fortunes those who play good golf. And well, yeah.
The magic beans are gone. The magic beans have been gone for a long time, and that's sad because the magic beans means that you're playing well.
Yeah, that's
he could be the luckiest player and still lose by 10.
The magic beans have all gone to like the gala. Like you look at the gala, he's like a very similar. He plays well the same courses. He does
the gala
more, and he has
folks,
beans right now.
If Scott finds every divot at the PGA, does he still beat Speed?
Yes.
It means he's keeping it in
like,
the fairway.
Like yeah. realistic, every divot or quite literally every divot.
Like. Every time it's in the fairway, he's in a divot. Some are small, some are deep.
I don't know. I think Scott would probably find a way to make the cut, and Spieth wouldn't. And then there's your win.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, yeah, that's fair. That's all I had.
Or he'd get like relief from something out of the divot.
Yeah, that's fair.
I got one more thing. I'm happy to inform everyone that the content king Cam McCormick just uploaded a new Instagram video.
Oh, no.
3 steps to longer drives, if anyone wanted to tune in.
Okay, I will say, I know I've said that I don't think McCormick's the problem. I went to get a lesson with my coach today, and the first thing he said to me after, "Hi, Bob," was, "He's got to get rid of that McCormick fella."
Oh, no. Why?
We're starting another convo here.
I don't know.
What did he say?
I didn't ask him to follow up. I don't know why, but. I will next time. Yeah, it was just funny. Like, I was like, oh, well, my own swing coach thinks that Spieth's swing coach sucks. Nice. So, yeah, that's all I have.
That's all I got.
That's all I got. I got to pick up my kids, too, anyway. So,
nice.
See you, everyone. Nice. Take care.
Always love having kids.
Peace.
Peace.